This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're not going to be taking calls. Captain John Reagan is with us, and he has a full schedule of items to talk about. It's tips, tricks, things that you might not know about, because I've got to tell you, I've known Captain John Reagan on the radio. We've been together for over 8 years. And every time I see him in person or on the radio, he has an unusual perspective, and it is riveting, it is accurate, it's enlightening, and I suggest that you don't turn your dial, because you're going to learn some things that you might not have thought about. And these are certainly things that the GDP has no idea about. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. So, Captain John, just to start out, let me just say this. Our son and I went to an automotive chain store. We do business with AutoZone. And AutoZone's pretty good to us. We had to work with them to get them to lower our prices. And they lower their prices for us all the time. And we have a commercial account with them, and they lower the prices even lower than that, because sometimes the commercial prices aren't as good as they should be. That being said, we wanted to buy some grease for our equipment for hay, and we have plenty of grease, but we thought, you know, let's get some more, because the supply chain may fail. And the grease I like the best is in red tubes. It's a red tube. It's a 14-ounce tube. It used to be 14.1 ounces, but it's been improved, so now it's less in there. And this grease is a synthetic grease. It's a high-temperature grease. It can be used for pretty much everything. You can use it for wheel bearings on vehicles. You can use it for machinery. You can use it for tractors and steering and pretty much everything you can think of. So we decided to get some, and we negotiated the price. Normally it's about $4 a tube. They decided that for some reason they'd sell it to us for $2.09 a tube. I thought, wow, let's get some. So they said, how many would you like? And I said, well, how about four cases of 12? So it'd be 48. 48 tubes of grease. Now, when you go to those big box auto stores, you think that they've got plenty of stock. We wiped out at least five stores worth of grease when we ordered. They had to go find it. They had to make phone calls to get grease. No kidding. Then they had a sale on 5 gallon buckets of diesel engine oil, 15W40. And I thought, well, we ought to get six, seven, ten. Let's get 10. 50 gallons. We couldn't get it. It was unavailable. So we got two. Am I exaggerating? Absolutely not. They had to find two. And that's all they could find. It was on closeout. That's all they could find. So what I'm saying is, what you're about to hear from Captain John Reagan, we've already experienced it. And that was before it got bad. Captain John, welcome.
You know, there's just so much going on. And, you know, a few have joined us at the financialstateoftheunion.com. I've put the show notes up there for today. And I don't talk about weather a whole heck of a lot. But we were blown away here in Dallas, literally, on Sunday. In Texas, it's not unusual to have severe thunderstorms come through. You know, we get severe thunderstorm warnings fairly regularly, sometimes in association with that. You also get the tornado watches and warnings. There were no such warnings because what was coming through on Sunday was basically a normal thunderstorm setup. And I was actually going to go out and pick up a few things from the store, which I put off, fortunately. And between about 1 and 2 o'clock, the storms hit, and Dallas County got the brunt of it, and I'll cover some power outage numbers in a couple of articles here that shows just how bad it was. The first thing you know that you got a problem is you see horizontal rain. The first time I really saw that up close and personal was when I had a trip to the Azores back when I was in the Air Force, around 1980, 81 time frame. And the winds out there were phenomenal. In fact, this basically sustained 70 mile an hour winds in the area, somewhere in excess of 80 miles an hour. And for reference, hurricane force winds begin at 74 miles an hour. Now, this was not a tropical system, nor was there, if I say, any tornadoes associated with this storm. It was all straight line winds. But when you have that strong a wind, especially for that amount of time, a lot of things happen. And I would imagine a lot of you saw the news article where a crane fell into an apartment building near downtown Dallas, and that killed one person, injured a few. And what you may not have heard afterwards is now more than 500 people that used to live in that apartment building are having to find another place to live. And I have to give kudos to the management company of that complex because they are really bending over backwards, providing money and services to these people. And if that wasn't bad enough, the associated parking garage was also hit by the crane. Parts of that went down along with the cars that were parked there. And to make matters even worse, is even if your car wasn't affected, you could not get your car out of the garage now. So, you know, when you're experiencing a thunderstorm like that, probably the last thing you're thinking is, you know, protecting yourself from a falling crane. But indeed, that is the worst thing that happened in Dallas on Sunday. It was interesting. There was one of the residents there that was interviewed, and he said he had a go bag, but that was in his car, and he couldn't get to his car. So even if you are at least somewhat prepared, you know, you until the event happens, you don't know how prepared you are for that event. And the articles I have posted here, the first four are about what happened here in Dallas. The first, I say, great picture, and this is one where you have to scroll down below the ads, and this is a nighttime shot of Dallas, and you see a large black area in there. It kind of reminds you, if you've ever seen the nighttime shots of Asia, and you see all the lights of, you know, the tremendous population they have in that area. And then you see North Korea, that's this little dark spot. Well, here's a dark spot that is quite a bit of the east side of Dallas. And some of these people went without power pretty much for over 3 days. So some of the power didn't get restored until Wednesday, and there were still some stragglers after that. At the height, there were over 300,000 customers, and the way the electric company defines customer, you know, that's a place that has a meter, so that's a residence or a business. So at 8 p.m. on Sunday in Dallas County, over 302, nearly 303,000 customers were without power. Now, if you consider at least two people for each one of that, that's over 600,000 people sitting there without power. The population of Dallas County is 2.6 million people, so roughly a quarter of Dallas County was without power on Sunday evening. Nearby counties, Denton and Collin, which are to the north of us, Denton was over 14,000, Collin was nearly 12,000, and Tarrant County to our west, 5,000 customers without power. So you can see by far the worst damage was here in Dallas. And it was Monday or Tuesday, there is a report, the city of Dallas, which is mostly contained in Dallas County, plus there's other suburbs, but the city of Dallas was reporting over 40% of the traffic lights being inoperative. You can imagine what that was like trying to travel. In fact, just trying to make a trip to the store here and back, which is only about a mile away, no matter which way I chose, there was one intersection that I had to come to that traffic lights were not working. And unfortunately, people don't know how to handle a four-way stop anymore. So that was extremely fun. And I guess I'll skip down to the fourth one. And, of course, when you have a situation like this, power is out, and especially in large areas during this time, people took advantage of shops and restaurants and made themselves at home and took what they wanted. Unfortunately, you know, whenever you have a disaster like this, that type of element comes out. When we've seen on the news, hurricane areas, typically those tend to be evacuated, so they're policed a little differently. When you've got this type of storm, it's kind of hard to police that large an area when people are still having to reside in often in these homes without power. Even had a kind of a sad story where a woman on Social Security had just purchased her food for the month, and now all of that is sitting spoiled in her refrigerator. And there is more when we come back.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The website, if you'd like to follow along with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We'll be right back.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's explaining what can happen and what has happened in Dallas County, Texas, as a result of a storm, just one storm, and how devastating it can be. And we're going to tell you some things that you also need to think about and for your own survival. Captain John, please continue.
Well, even here in normal times, one of the articles that came out afterwards, after the storm, is your home underinsured? So for the people that do have insurance, this article states that about 60% of homes, 3 out of 5, don't have enough insurance coverage for full replacement. And that's because of what's happened since the housing bubble crashed, and we've had this recovery, in air quotes, that you know, housing prices, especially here in Dallas, because we've got an influx of people and businesses from other states, the bubble here in Dallas has just been growing tremendously. So the cost of housing is rather ridiculous. We're not quite as bad as California, but as far as Texas goes, I'm not sure anybody has it worse than Dallas. And if you've been in your home for a few years, you may have enough insurance to satisfy your mortgage company, at least based on your purchase price. But if you had some something besides, minor repairs, you could be in trouble. So that's just a word to the wise, that if you do have a mortgage and you haven't reviewed your policy in some time, you might want to see how well that reflects the replacement cost of your house. Well, for us, the storm ended up not being too bad. We did end up with a small amount of water in our bedroom. And for 20 or 30 minutes of the storm, our power did wink out at least half a dozen times. There were a couple of the clocks that couldn't stand. The longest one of those was like maybe 2 seconds. But we were fortunate. Our power essentially stayed on. And at that point, I thought my life was going to be pretty normal. In fact, Monday morning, I sent Becky off to work, and I was expecting to guest host for you on Monday morning. And Becky almost gets to work and gets a text. There's no power in the building. So she turned around, came home, and needed to work from home, which is something she'd not done before. So there's a lot of setup involved. It took the space where I was going to be working from. And I was tech support for 2 or 3 hours there, helping her get connected so that she could get her work done. And it wasn't until 9:30 Monday night that the office building that she works at had power come back on. So it's an indirect impact for us, but it's just staggering, seeing the damage, the trees, a number of them lost large numbers of branches. Some trees totally were snapped or blown over. And when you have damage this widespread, it does take time to clean up and recover from that. And before I move on to the fifth one, which is about floods, that pretty much wraps up what I had to say about Dallas. Did you want to discuss any of that?
I had a couple quick comments, Captain John Reagan. Number one, you're talking about insurance. Insurance companies would prefer to use the term actual cash value, also known as market value, when they measure a loss as compared to replacement cost. So some of us may think actual cash value, that's great, but it's awful. It's not. And when we come back, I'd just like to share with you for maybe a minute or so what the difference between actual cash value and replacement cost is. And you'll see that you need to check your insurance policy because you may have actual cash value on yours instead of replacement cost.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship-winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and our and the country and for these players, staff, you know, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislature has voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, senior USA Prepares instructor. Captain John Reagan, you're talking about insurance, and what came to my mind is, so if you have a storm and you've got lots of rain and you've got water damage, whether it be a house or apartment, if you're insured, there are two types of valuations for what do we do about the damage and the loss. Well, actual cash value is known as market value, and that's what most insurance companies would prefer to use when reimbursing policyholders for their losses. And actual cash value is the replacement cost minus depreciation. So, for example, let's say you have a mattress, and what is the and let's say your mattress is 10 years old, and you've got water damage, and you have a claim against your insurance policy, and they say, yeah, but you don't understand. A mattress only has a lifespan of 7 to 10 years, so actually it's worthless, because what we do is we'd say, well, if that were, let's say it were $1,000 for an example, we would depreciate that over 10 years, so $100 a year, but you've had it 10 years, so it's worthless, so we're not going to pay you for it. But you go, well, wait a minute, that mattress was perfectly good, yeah, but you don't understand. Understand, because you know, if you look on the internet, you'll see that mattresses only last 7 to 10 years, so we're not going to pay you for it. That is an example of actual cash value, and replacement cost is completely different. Like, what does it cost to replace that mattress that you spend $1,000 on? What does it cost to replace it? Well, that's how much you should get if you have replacement costs. So I just wanted to share that. Now, I just picked $1,000. I've never spent $1,000 on a mattress. As a matter of fact, the mattresses that we have here at our home are 30, 40 years old or more, and they work just fine. So we've never spent those kind of numbers, and it would be very painful for me to do that. So, John, do you have a comment on what I just said about that?
No, I think that was a good addition to the article.
Yeah. One other thing. An insurance company by the name of CNA, you've heard of them, CNA. Well, you know, when you talk about high winds, back in 1999, a window flew out of a skyscraper in the CNA's Plaza South Tower. And it killed a person. Because this window flew way, way up. And it was in 1999. And the expanding of the hot window, you know, when the sun and the cold frame caused the window to crack, and then a little nudge, and out it came, and it flew down onto the sidewalk and killed this woman. It came from the 29th floor. So that's another thing you need to think about. So when you're looking at these storms, look up as well as look forward, backward, you know, look all around you, because flying glass has been happening for years. This is not just a once in a millennium occurrence. It happens a lot. Glass breaks and it flies out of these skyscrapers. These skyscrapers actually sway in the wind. They're designed to sway. Otherwise, they'd fall over. They crack and fall over. So the constant swaying back and forth, the heating and cooling of the glass causes the glass to crack, and then out it comes. So I just wanted to share that. Do you remember any of those kind of stories, John, about glass flying out of buildings?
Not very often, and most of the time it was in association with some kind of wind event.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you were talking about. You were talking about a wind event, which just happened to Dallas County on Monday.
And there were buildings that had a lot of windows to replace, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were talking about Monday. And, yes, you were going to be guest hosting for me on Monday, and you couldn't do it because Dallas County was in chaos.
Yeah.
Unexpected chaos. Because the night before, you were good to go the night before.
In fact, I was good. You know, when Becky left to go to work, I thought I was good to go. I was just, you know, waiting for 9 o'clock to get here. I had everything ready to go, but that changed quickly, too.
Yes. What's next on your list?
This one you can probably add more on, too. I've got an article about the Midwest floods. Midwest flooding will cause shortage of these foods. It's from the Organic Pet Prepper. And just to skip down the list, they have wheat, corn, soybeans, hay, alfalfa, oats, beef, dairy, pork, chicken, and eggs. And I think that pretty much covers the main staple items that's part of our American diet. Anytime you have a shortage, prices go up, and pork is going to get really, really interesting. I didn't include an article, but there's a disease going around that's especially hit China hard. And in fact, they've had to destroy more pigs there than what the United States produces in total. So it's very serious. There's no vaccination for this. There's no cure. And unless they find a way to get this under control, it could get very interesting if you like your bacon. It could probably even add glyphosate on top of that, which is something we'll be getting heavily into next hour. I got a whole section on that. And probably just putting two and two together here. These floods, they already know, is, moving a lot of fertilizer down the rivers out into the Gulf, and they're saying that they're going to have a record-sized dead zone. Well, the other thing floating down the river along with that is glyphosate, and so just think what all that is going to do to the wildlife in the rivers and then into the Gulf. So, Vincent, why don't you give us your take? You're closer to the flooding than I am.
Well, I can tell you what's happening here on our farm for sure. It has been so rainy that we have been unable to cut all of our hay because it takes 3 days, usually, between cutting. First, after it rains, we need at least a day, usually two, for the ground to dry out so moisture is not under the grass that we cut. Then we cut the grass. Then we ted the grass, which spreads it around in a random pattern so it can dry faster and the wind can get under some of it. And then we rake it into windrows, and then we bale it. So normally it takes 3 days. We haven't had 3 days in a row to do that. And we had a couple days, like two, which is why I needed Monday and Tuesday for cutting, raking, tedding, and baling hay. What happened to us is we haven't had enough days in a row to get our hay baled. So we've only gotten maybe a third or a quarter of the hay done. And we're waiting for the rain to stop, and it's going to rain again today. So it rains every other day, and it just doesn't give us a long enough window. And what that means to us is that the hay is going to be tough. It's going to be really hard for the cows to chew. It's past its prime. It's past prime nutritional value for the cows. And it's not just us. It's all over the area. And what happened the last time, we had a drought last year, and the year before last, hay was selling for about $35 or so for a round bale, roughly 1,000 pounds of hay. When we had our drought, that same hay sold for roughly $100 a bale, actually a low of maybe $85 to a high of $120. And I've heard stories now that hay, because of the inability to cut hay and the flooding, hay is now $150 a bale in some locations in the Midwest, $150, even higher than we had when we had a drought. So what does that mean? That means horses and cows are going to be suffering. And where are they going to get their hay from? So it's a real problem. That's aside from what you talked about, which is the corn and the other crops, that we would typically have for humans. So what is the answer? The answer is, class, if I were concerned, and I am, I would be buying food that I could store for a while. Now, not everybody likes pasta because of glyphosate. But if you're going to eat pasta anyway, you might want to get it now before the price goes up, before we see shortages. If you eat corn, you might want to get it now before the price goes up and before the shortages, and maybe even a bag of wheat, so that you can grind your own wheat and make your own bread if you're going to have wheat. So those are a couple thoughts. And what I've noticed is that a lot of things that are storable, easily storable, and I'm not talking about buying expensive long-term storage foods. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that you can buy in jars and in cans. The price seems to be going up. For example, spaghetti sauce in a jar. The jars used to be in glass. Not anymore. They're moving to a new, lightweight plastic jar. I don't like that idea at all. It's really tough to find glass jars with pasta sauce, and they've gone from 99 cents to $1.19 to $1.29, $1.39, $1.49, and now we're up to like $1.89 or higher. So almost double in a few years, literally. It's coming our way. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think it's going to get worse. And what have I done? I've bought the kind of things that I thought I'd like to have for the long term to ride out the storm. And we are really paying attention to our garden, really paying attention. We are growing tomatoes in buckets. When I say buckets, I'm talking about 20-gallon buckets, 5-gallon buckets. You can do that. All you do is take these buckets. Heck, you can buy buckets for $3 a piece, brand new. You can buy 6-gallon buckets, brand new, for a couple dollars. Literally, a couple dollars. And maybe three, maybe two. We just bought a whole bunch, filled up a pickup truck. And what you do is you drill holes about an inch from the bottom, quarter-inch holes, maybe three, four, five, six holes to let the water drain out. Put the soil in that you're going to grow in. Put your plants in there, and now you've got a bucket garden. So for, let's say, $20, you can buy 10 buckets. Get some soil, and you're good to go. You need to do it. You absolutely need to do it. John, your thoughts on bucket gardening?
I wish I had a good way of doing that, because when you live in an apartment, you don't have many options. And if you don't have good access to sun, you can't even do buckets well.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Just a thought for those of you who have southern exposures, if you live in apartments, if you have a balcony, if you have a little terrace, a little deck, or just a little backyard, and you've got a southern exposure, you might want to think about buckets. And we've got lettuce growing in ours, lettuce, tomatoes. Peppers aren't growing worth a darn here at the farm. Absolute abysmal yield in peppers, if at any at all. Peppers are terrible this year.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and one of the things that that's not often talked about is bottom land. And bottom land is, that's a farm term, that's that land that is flat, and that's where water rushes and floods areas often. I'm not talking about once a week, but, you know, every few years the land will flood. And what happens is water from higher up rushes down, grabs some silt with it, and deposits that silt in the bottom land, and it levels out that field, and it's really great for growing because it's got all the nutrients from that silt from higher up. Well, probably before the Industrial Revolution, that was great. But after the Industrial Revolution and the Chemical Revolution and the modern farming techniques where we use insecticides, pesticides, chemicals, and so forth, and fuels, and lubricants, and, well, that mixes with the water uphill, and it runs downhill, and it gets deposited in the bottomland. So I'm not so sure bottomland is the safest place to grow crops anymore, but that's where we grow them, because that's where they grow the best. That's where the nutrients used to be, before all of these revolutions that we've had. So for, you know, prior to the 1800s, it was probably a great, great place to grow. The best place to grow. Now, I'm not so sure. Now, we have some bottom land, a small amount of bottom land here at our farm. But I know for a fact where the water comes from that ends up on our bottom land. It comes from the rest of our farm. It doesn't come from pollution other places. But we've got some Amish people moving in from Pennsylvania, and they've got this idea that they should be in the chicken factory business. And it absolutely frosts me, because these guys, they move in, and they are going to do whatever they want, regardless of how much it smells or how much pollution they create or how much waste or how much runoff. They're just going to do it. And it absolutely frosts me, because that's not what we do. And so think about that, too. Think about your neighbors, and think about what your neighbors may do to harm you. Anything goes here in Missouri. It's the Wild West. So if these guys, these newcomers move in and they want to trash the area, well, we'll do it. And they'll go, gee, well, so sorry. We didn't know. We didn't know about the runoff. I heard about the Amish doing this a couple days ago. I was sitting at the kitchen table and one of our neighbors said, you know, they're going to, you know, this is their plan. And I'll never help them. I'll never help them. Why? Why would I help somebody who wants to trash my farm or trash our farm for the new owners? Why would I want to help these people? Because they're greedy? Because they don't care about anybody else? See, that's the problem. Captain John Reagan, that's the problem. People are so selfish, they don't want to think about the consequences of their actions. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you can experience that right on the roads here in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. What do you have that's next?
Well, just to flesh this out a little bit, these price increases that you're going to see in food is technically more of a supply and demand issue versus inflation, but we're going to call it inflation just for the sake of discussion. We're going to have these increased prices. It's really going to hurt people on fixed incomes, that is Social Security and pensions, even people that aren't, you know, with the debt levels, money is tight. Restaurants are going to have problems because they're not going to be able to raise their prices quick enough to match the costs that are coming in. And all of this is happening just in time for the next election cycle. So this could actually lead us to having a socialist in the White House for 2021. In this case, there's not much that any politician can do, but Trump has been writing saying, you know, the economy is great when we are getting ready to stare a recession in the face, and that's an article that I hope to get to next hour. As I've been saying for years, this next recession is the one that we don't get up from. There is nothing left to recover with. Normally when you have to have a reset like this, it takes about 10 years for all of that excess debt to be flushed out of the system. Unfortunately, besides having record amount of debt, we also have record amount of promises that are coming due in the form of Social Security, public and private pensions, as well as Medicare. So it's getting ready to be a wild ride.
Captain John Reagan, I shared my thoughts about what I think we should do regarding food and the price increases. I believe it's a supply and demand issue, as you do, rather than inflation. But inflation is going to add to that. So I believe it's going to be much worse in terms of obtaining food. If you go to the supermarkets now, you'll see fewer choices, fewer depth in the shelves, fewer width in the shelves, fewer height in the shelves, more Chinese junk, trinkets rather than food in food stores. When we come back, could you just share with us for a few minutes?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.